Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
He says in verse 16, "Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why should you destroy thyself?" Then in verse 17 he continues, "Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should thou die before thy time?" Now just pause with me for a moment. You know, many people like these two verses because they said, don't be too righteous and don't be too evil. A little bit of both is fine. You can be a little righteous, a little evil, carry on whatever you want, and this is fine. But you see, he doesn't mean that in this way. He doesn't take it in this way. What really Shlomo is saying, he knows the word thyself is mentioned here more than once. It says in verse 16, "Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overly wise. Why should thou destroy thyself?" You see, apparently, beloved brothers and sisters, one of the greatest problems that we don't often look at in relationship to the things of God is when someone is assuming himself to be righteous and just above all the others. The word thyself in this text is mentioned more than once. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise, for why should thou destroy thyself? He's really speaking about a person that is self-righteous. Self-righteous. He or she may think that their life is so perfect and they do not need anyone else. They are self-righteous. And there is a danger in that, especially among the people of God. You know, the greatest problem that Yeshua the Messiah had when he came to our own nation, Israel, in order to offer himself for our nation, the greatest problem he didn't have with the ordinary Israeli or the Galilean or the Judean who live in Galilee, in the Galilee, or in Judea. The greatest problem he had is with the Prushim and Tzdukim, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Like we, Israel, had Pharisees and Sadducees in our history, in the body of Christ, in the body of Messiah, we have Pharisees and Sadducees in the present day age as well. And it's such a danger thing, beloved brothers and sisters, to be self-righteous. Let me show you a man that was really self-righteous in Luke chapter 18. There was this interesting story that Yeshua was trying to teach the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people of Israel in those days. You notice what he said in verse 9. "And he spake a parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and they despised others." And notice he's telling that story, the parable. He says, two men went up into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, Parush in Hebrew, and the other one was a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, and he said, "Listen, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, and I give tithe of all that I possess." You see, he was a righteous man. You see, he was not like this other man, because he, thank God, he said, "I'm not like other men. I'm not extortioner, I'm not unjust, I'm not an adulterer, and then I'm not even like this publican, this sinner here." Because you see, I fast twice in a week, and I give my tithe of all that I possess. That's who I am. God, I'm so thankful that I'm not like this other man. There was a self-righteous man who thought that he was more righteous than everyone else. Then on the other hand, the publican, standing afar off, he was that sinner, that one that was considered by our people, the publican, the one who took taxes from the people who worked for the Romans and helped the Romans to take the taxes from the rest of the nation of Israel. He stood afar off. And you notice what he said? He would not even lifting up his eyes unto heaven. And he smote his breast and he said, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I am a sinner. God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. And yet the self-righteous man was standing there and praying to God. You know, brothers and sisters, religion, self-righteousness in religious system is just as evil as being loose and liberal. Both of them are wrong. Again, in the Gospel of Luke, you often find out these parables that Yeshua has spoken. You remember the two children of the father, the so-called prodigal son. The young son took everything that his father gave him, went to a faraway country, while the elder brother remained in the home close to his father. But the story ends with a repented younger brother who had gone astray. And yet the elder brother who sat there all along and was there in his father's house did not even enter in to enjoy the celebration of his returned sinful brother. The pride that he had. You have never made for me this kind of party before. You have not treated me the way that you have treated your son that came back. And the Lord is teaching us lessons. And actually, Shlomo, the king of Israel, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, who gathered a congregation, he taught our people of all, the people of Israel, the importance of not to have a self-righteous attitude. And how careful we all need to be, because we have this inclination. And that's why Shlomo is saying here in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 16, do not be overmuch, as it says here, righteous, or claiming that you are righteous. And then he says, why? Why should you destroy yourself? You see, to be self-righteous, assuming that one is more righteous than the others and God, I'm greater and superior than others, is a danger thing which will ultimately bring to spiritual destruction. Like the elder brother in Luke chapter 15. He never could enter in to the enjoyment of the heart of the Father. He never could enter in because he had self-righteousness. But then on the other hand, in verse 17 of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, he's speaking to the other side. He says, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should thou die before thy time? Now, what he's really saying, you see, God does not give men, or he doesn't give us the privilege of being so liberal and carry on in evil ways. And that's why Shlomo is saying, be not overmuch wicked. The Hebrew word for wicked is rasha, evil. Neither be thou foolish. In other words, it's unwise, because if you're going to carry on in liberal life and everything goes, I can do what I please because after all I'm saved. Hallelujah, I belong to the Lord. Yeshua the Messiah paid for my sins and I can carry on with my life. And you see what the Lord is teaching through Shlomo, the nation of Israel, because liberalism and looseness will ultimately catch up with us. In Israel's history, he says, be sure your sin will find you out. Sooner or later, when we carry on in our own way, it catches up with us. and we end up at the end losing out. It is really being foolish. It's being foolish. And so you remember what I've already mentioned in Romans chapter 6. Some people came to the Apostle Paul and they said to him, well, if you said that Yeshua died and paid for the price of our sins, and it is by grace that we are forgiven and saved, therefore, I can continue to live a life loosely in an evil way, and God is good. You see, He will anyway forgive my sins. And so Shaul Paul said, shall we continue a lifestyle of sin? Shall we continue in sin that God's grace will be abound? God will show us more grace? We're going to live in sin and God will show us more grace? Paul says, God forbid. This is not the reason that God had saved us. This is not the reason that Yeshua the Messiah died for us. And Solomon is saying, no, don't be overmuch wicked, because it is foolish to live a life that is far away from God. Ultimately, why should you die before thy time? And here this expression, before thy time, suggests to us that sometime God removes someone out of this scene before his or her time. 1 John 5 tells us there is a sin unto death. And I tell you that you will not pray for this person, John said to whom he wrote in 1 John chapter 5. This is physical death. God at time may remove someone out of this world because of sin, that he was dealing with that person and he removed that person out of this world. We know it in the time of Hananiah and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. We know it from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Some of you are weak, some of you are sick, and some of you have fallen asleep. We know that from Scripture, from history, Israel's history, the church history, that at time the Lord come in judgment and he deal with his own people. So, be not righteous in yourself, have no self-righteousness, because that will ultimately will destroy you spiritually. But on the other hand, be not overly wicked. Don't carry your life without judging yourself and repenting before the Lord, because sometime the Lord may remove you out of this world, out of this sin. Why should thou die before thy time? God is a judge. He knows his own people, and he will deal with them according to his wisdom. So in verse 18, beloved brothers and sisters, the king of Israel directing Israel to have a balanced fear of God. And I'm reading verse 18. It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. In other words, what Shlomo is saying, he said, it is good for you that you should take hold of this. This is the first thing, self-righteousness. Be careful from self-righteousness. Then he continued, and also from this, the second thing, meaning that you be careful from being simply wicked and living your life carelessly. But if you will have the fear of God, God is able to help you to come forth of them all. God is able to help us to have a spiritual balance. And really, beloved brothers and sisters, this whole theme here of Ecclesiastes 7 verses 15 to 29 is to seek to find out how to live a balanced life under the sun. So, verse 15, Solomon points Israel to the things that he have seen under the sun in his vain life. Verses 16, 17, and 18, Solomon is saying, be careful not to be extreme in either direction. Don't be self-righteous. neither be living your life without accounting God and bringing Him into the picture in your own life. That's what Shlomo is seeking to instruct Israel in the days when he was older, after he had experienced much in his life. So we continue on. And in verses 19, 20, 21, and 22, Shlomo is saying to Israel to face reality, that there is no man that is just here upon the face of this earth. There is not one single man under the sun here in this world that is really, truly just, of course, except one man whose name is Yeshua, who was the sinless one. And so he continues, says, wisdom is stronger than even 10 strong men in a city. This is spiritual wisdom. And I'm reading this verse, verse 19. It says, wisdom strengthened the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. In other words, what he's really here saying, you want to be able to be balanced in your life as a person that belongs to the Lord? Seek for godly wisdom. Godly wisdom does help us. It helps us to be balanced. It helps us to be not turning to the right, nor to the left. And you remember Shlomo asked actually God when he was young. He asked the God of Israel, he says, please, I'm going to lead this great nation. Help me to know how to come in and how to go out and how to lead this nation of Israel whom you have entrusted to me. When he was young, he really wanted the will of the Lord, and much of his life he lived for God. But later on, things have crept in to the life of Shlomo. And so he's saying, if you really want to be able to be balanced, believe me, he's really saying to Israel that wisdom going to give you strength much more than even 10 mighty men which are in the city. You know, you look at 10 strong men and you look at one person that has the wisdom of God, that man or that woman, godly man, godly woman, they are far more stronger in the manner, in the way they live life, if they have the wisdom that come from above. All these 10 men who maybe lead a city, they are much weaker than the child of God that has the wisdom that is coming from the Lord. Then he's saying this interesting verse. You know, we often read Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Where do you think the Apostle Paul took this verse from? The Apostle Paul, if you look, as a Jewish man, as a man who was a Pharisee, who knew very well the Torah, as well as the Nevi'im, the prophet, as well as the Ketuvim, the writing, he knew very well the Word of God. And by saying that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, writing to the Romans, he was actually quoting what his forefathers, David, and his son, Shlomo, and his, the prophet of Israel, Isaiah, and others have already declared in the history of the nation of Israel. For he says in verse 20, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not, even not you, he's saying to them. Not even one upon the face of this earth that is a just man that doeth good and sin not. All have gone astray. All have sinned, Shlomo is saying to Israel. And you see, when he says this verse in the context of what we have before us, he says, some of you Israel who think that you are righteous, self-righteous, I want to tell you, you know very well your own heart. You are not a just man upon the face of the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. You have to search your own heart. You yourself have to search your own heart, because there is not even one person upon the face of this earth that sinneth not and doeth good. All have come short. All have sinned. And all have come short of the glory of God, he's saying here in this verse 20. You remember what Isaiah said? Isaiah said in the most famous chapter, it's called the forbidden chapter, Isaiah 53. Isaiah said in verse 6, the confession of Israel in the future, and he said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to his own way, but the Lord laid upon him, namely the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah of Israel, the iniquities of us all. All have gone astray. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is one of the greatest problems that man has, to admit that he or she are really sinners. They are not just. They are not just, and especially in the context, there are those that are the religious ones within the religious systems of this world who claim to be self-righteous. You know, God knows our hearts. King David said in Psalm 139, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting. Search me, O Lord. Search me, because the Lord is the one who knows our hearts even better than ourselves. He knows the hearts. And so there is not a just man upon the face of this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Now, it's interesting that he said it more than once, King Shlomo, when he was praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, asking him to hear the prayer of the people of Israel when they are in trouble. Shlomo said in 1 Kings 8 and verse 45, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. And then he says in verse 46, and if they have sinned against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to their enemies, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. And he asked the Lord in verse 49, then please, Lord, then hear thou their prayer, because there is no man that sinneth not, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, think about this for us too in a moment. Think about it for us, even as believers. How many a time we dishonor the Lord as saved and forgiven people? How many a time we said things we shouldn't say? We do things we should not do? Or we think of things we shouldn't think about? How many a time? And if God will deal with us according to the merit, according to what we deserve, according to our doing, where will we stand? How can we stand? Because when we came, before we came to the meeting, we've already perhaps sinned on the way. We're going to leave the meeting. We're going to sin on the way. We've all failed God in one way or another. And it's so important to search our hearts and to say, Lord, you know my heart. You know my weakness. You know my failure. Lord, I realize that there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. This is including me. And like David of old, the father of Shlomo, we need to ask the Lord to search our hearts and to help us, to lead us in a way that is pleasing to him, because otherwise we will carry on in our own way and we'll end up dishonoring the Lord. So you see how Shlomo is encouraging the people of Israel to seek for godly wisdom in order that they will be able to please the Lord and be balanced in their lives as a nation. Many other verses that we can read in Scripture, especially Psalm 14. I have to read these verses in Psalm 14 for us, because those verses are the verses out of which the Apostle Paul wrote Romans chapter 3. God, the Lord, looked down from heaven, Psalm 14, verse 2, upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And look at the declaration that David has said. He said, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Imagine, beloved brothers and sisters, and you see, this is exactly the reason why Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord and our Messiah, had to come to this world. Because had he not come to this world and live a life that is pleasing to God and die as a substitute, we would have no hope. No religion will save us. No family relationship will save us. Not the amount of money that we can give will ever save us. No good deeds that we can do will ever save us. We have been saved and forgiven on the basis of the grace of God that He provided for us through Yeshua the Messiah. God had provided one that is indeed a perfect man, namely Yeshua the Messiah. You know, the three apostles, John, Paul, and Peter, said about Yeshua those words. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, he knew no sin. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22, he did no sin. And John said in 1 John 3 and verse 5, in him there is no sin. There was only one single man upon the face of this earth that never sinned. He was sinless, he was harmless, he was undefiled, he was separated from sinners, and he was the only one that was qualified to save mankind, because there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.